me now. And welcome in to another great edition of Board Check. Of course, that makes this a Monday. Happy Cyber Monday to everybody. Maybe you found some good deals today. I really hope you did. If you didn't, maybe you find some later. But like I said, this is Board Check, where we talk about all things hockey. We talk some NHL, we talk some ECHL, we talk about the Atlanta Gladiators all the way up to the Carolina Hurricanes and many, many things in between. Tons of fun things coming up. We'll do a team profile of the Tampa Bay Lightning and their start up to this point. I will pick a don't know the name of this yet, but basically superstar of the week, and you guys will definitely be able to see where I'm going with this. It's just something fun. It doesn't necessarily have to be a player. You will you'll see where I'm going with that. Like I say, we will talk some Hurricanes, but without further ado, let's talk about those Atlanta Gladiators. Last week, when I did the big super show because of the holiday and combined everything, I did not tell the story of going to the Gladiators Everblades game a couple weeks ago. And if I did tell it, I guess I'll retell it. It wasn't just a regular trip, even though Jake Skinner from right here at Impact Media was able to join me. I was joined by four other very special guests, as of course my my mom and my dad, and my brother and his girlfriend were all able to go with us as well. They hear me talk hockey all the time. I would imagine Barry Melrose's family knows exactly how mine does. I'm always talking about hockey, just sports in general, but usually hockey. But only my mom had not been to a game before. My dad had been to one years and years ago. He actually took me to a Knights game way back when I first got into hockey. He had a good friend of his that had some tickets, so we were able to check that out, and it's been all over since then. But he had been to a game. My brother had been to one. He's actually been to a Checkers game. He went to school up in that area a few years back. And his girlfriend has actually been to a Gladiators game before. Of course, you know, me and Jake go all the time. Was able to get them to a game, show them what the Gladiators game day experience is all about. At least the way I make out a game day, because whether you go with me or whether you happen across my path, I think the game day experience that I help bring to you is quite different than anything you'll ever see. Matter of opinion, if you think it's better than anything a team or organization might do, just we all know that my personality is probably one of the most unique ones, so hopefully everybody enjoys getting to be around me, whether you choose to be or not, because I tend to roam at these games. But that being said, we were able to sit just a couple rows behind the Everblades bench. Gladiator fans, I know what you're about to say, and I will cut you off respectfully and add this. We would have sat over near the Gladiators bench, but those tickets were not available at the time that we decided to make this a big family trip. And also, I got friends on other teams, including the assistant or associate. I can't remember how they phrase it. Head coach for the Everblades, Coach Tad O'Had, who has been on this show before. I've met some of the players before, was able to interact with them, as I tend to like to sit around the tunnel, whichever tunnel I can get near. But I was able to interact with them, along with some of the Gladiators organization, and also some of the players as well there. Overall, good night. Everybody had a great time, and they all went away from it. This was the night they were auctioning off the jerseys. My brother even tried to put in a few bids, but quickly found out that he was not ready to spend what some others around him were. It's okay, I told him there are many other opportunities. But overall, they said, no, it's everything and more from what I'm always telling them. The Gladiators game is so unique. I still stand by it's the second best ticket in the state, behind going to an Atlanta United game. And look, that is what it is. The top ticket in town is Atlanta United, who is headed to the second leg of the semifinals. They're up 3-0. All they have to do is just maintain a lead and not give up 3 or 4 goals in this second game coming up, I think this Thursday, and they're in the MLS Cup. So, it is what it is. But second best ticket in town is the Gladiators. It's super affordable. It was very, very affordable for all 6 of us to sit, 2 rows up. And like I said, great seats. You can see everything there. I had a great time. Unfortunately for the Gladiator fans in attendance, they did not win the game. Things happen. Can't win them all. We'll get into that. But let's talk some Gladiators, because I did attend a couple more games since then. I try to go to all the games that I can. It's not always feasible. Our studio is quite a good distance from the Infinite Energy Center, but we do what we can. Plus, also, we cover other things, so sometimes we're at other events and, not able to go to all of them. Let's see. Let's start with the win versus Greenville, which was during the week, obviously. That was 4-3. That one went to overtime, where the goal scorers for Atlanta was Olivieri, Ross, Malatesta, and Lane. Sabota had 21 saves in the win for that one. And then I was able to actually attend the game. So I guess that was on Friday, where they lost to the South Carolina Stingrays 3-2. Truk and McKenzie with the goals in the losing effort there. Sabota with 35 saves and the loss. Notable things from this game. This was the second game that they allowed the younger players to play. And by younger players, I mean part of the... they're not little tiny. I don't know what they're exactly called. The mini Gladiators or the, little kids. And I happen to know one of the goalies, mainly because I've known his mom for a very, very long time. Fantastic family. I was able to meet almost all the family, but the goalie that I'm talking about was wearing red. If you happen to be at this game, he happened to be on the if you were on the away side of the stands. Near the South Carolina bench. He was on that side. Noah Shamley is his name, and actually he made some pretty good saves, including a pretty good glove save that was a pretty good shot. I think his team ended up winning, and more importantly, not only did he look like he come ready to play, Maximus made it a point to high-five and shake his hand on the way off the ice, and he didn't do that to any of the other players. So, you know, that was kind of cool. I know it meant something to him. I was able to talk to him a little after the game, and he said it. The main difference between when he plays in normal league play and playing there is it's a lot bigger when you're looking up. And I would tend to agree. I would tend to agree. But like I said, Noah's his name. Noah's a good goalie. I think if he keeps up everything, he'll do well. He'll get everything he wants out of the game of hockey. And I'm so happy that he was able to find a game that he loves. He might love it as much as I do. And that's he found it way earlier. So, you know, good luck to him. Glad to meet him. Actually, the second time I'd seen him, but was actually able to talk to him this time. And like I said, shout out to his parents, great people, and his two sisters as well. After that game, I was able to talk to one Sean Bonner. Yeah, remember him? Bones. To which I was able to also find out some, while talking to him, he is scheduled to begin skating either today or possibly, you know, in the next few days to get back on the ice. I thought that was fantastic news. He said nothing was official yet, but he was looking forward to getting the okay to potentially being back on the ice, and we definitely are looking forward to seeing him back on the ice. So that, you know, fantastic news there for all the Gladiator fans and fans of Bones. And we're working on potentially maybe getting a couple players or members of the Atlanta organization on the show. We're working on it. We see the texts, we see the emails, we see all the messages, and just talking with you guys when you guys say, hey, you know, I ask who you'd like to have on, and you guys are always ready for names, and even people that have been on before. You know, we've had Davis Van Dane on. We've also had Rory Rolick. We've had, you know, those are former Gladiators. As far as current ones, we have had Brandon Truk that we just had a couple weeks ago. We've had the captain Derek Nesbitt on before. Just a lot of people we've had on. So, you know, just keep those requests coming, questions, comments, suggestions. Of course, if you go to the iTunes store and give us a rating review, you want to go ahead and drop a question or a suggestion or a funny joke, as long as the joke is PG rated, i.e. you could tell it in church, we'll keep them to there, because little kids do read our reviews as well. But any rating or review, we definitely appreciate. If you want to leave a comment, that's even more fantastic. Upcoming schedule for our Atlanta Gladiators. This Friday, they will welcome in the Greenville Swamp Rabbits before returning the favor on Saturday and going to Greenville to play those Swamp Rabbits. So, got a home-and-home coming on with the Bunny Rabbits. Should be a good time, because these two teams are both trying to turn around their seasons. They haven't really started as strong as they wanted to, and the last time these two teams were together, a Donnybrook almost broke out. If you don't know what a Donnybrook is, go ahead and look that up. A slobberknocker, so to say, if you are a fan of good old JR. Let's talk some Hurricanes. Why not? The Carolina Hurricanes, off to a pretty good start. They were off to a fast start, kind of cooled off a little minute, and they're back doing well again. As we look into the crystal ball that is their schedule, we go back to Wednesday, where they picked up the win at home versus the Toronto Maple Leafs, 5-2. Where Van Riemsdyk, Williams, Ferland, Aho and Svechnikov, all with the goals in that one. We had Michael Haney in goal, who had 30 saves. Put another one on the board for the good guys. Also put another one because Friday, welcome to the Florida Panthers. We're able to win that one 4-1. It helps when you score three goals in the third period. But Martinook ended up with a hat trick, and Teuvo Teravainen added the fourth. McElhaney had 34 saves in the winning effort against Florida. Definitely helps. Of course, that moves us on to Saturday's game, where the guys went to Long Island to play the New York Islanders. Lost that one 4-1. Justin Williams had the lone goal in the losing effort there, and Scott Darling had 15 saves in the losing effort. Now, upcoming schedule for the Carolina Hurricanes. Tomorrow night, they will be in Montreal to take on the Canadiens. That is a 7:30 puck drop. On Friday, they will be at home welcoming in the Anaheim Ducks. It'll only be called Mighty Ducks. That's a shame. 7:30 puck drop. And then Sunday, they will be in LA to take on the Kings. That is a 10:30 puck drop on that one. So here on the East Coast, if you don't mind staying up late a little bit, probably 12:30-ish, 12:40-ish, a little past midnight there. You'll be able to see that game in its entirety. I'm sure it'll be on here locally. Now, the Hurricanes were able to recall a couple guys from Charlotte. Defenseman Jake Bean and forward Valentin Zikov. They come up from the Checkers. They were lighting it up down there. That's why they want Zikov to get a little bit of seasoning. He was able to do that. They did reassign Carrick to Charlotte. And we're still waiting to hear exactly after Friday's game that Hayden Fleury had a concussion after the hit he took from Troy Bauer, however you say his name. Can't remember. I think he's going to be okay. You got to get the clearance on that kind of thing, you know. But what helps with the start they've had up to this point is Ferland's 11 goals, Aho's 7. They're all in the same line. Martinook with 7. Aho leads with 18 assists. Teravainen has 13. Justin Williams has 10. Point leaders, Aho has 25. Teravainen with 18. Ferland with 15. It helps. It absolutely helps. We're actually getting good goalie play, no matter which of the three have been in, between Peter Mrazek, Michael Haney, and, of course, Scott Darling. Let's check the standings real quick. Go into division. Carolina is currently sitting in fifth place in the Metropolitan Division with 25 total points. They're only 1 point out of fourth and 3 points out of third. And they're only 6 away from Washington, who leads everything. Yeah, this is how crazy this is. 9 points separate 8th place Philly and 1st place Washington in the Metropolitan. So, tight race. Very tight race. And outside of Pittsburgh, who has played one less, Carolina is actually a couple less than most of the people above them. So, you know, everything's looking good. Now, that moves us on. Let's get into some NHL news. We'll talk a little ECHL. We'll see what's going on with them. And then I'll do my profile, and we will be on with our merry way tonight. Tom Wilson, back from suspension. he's a pest. He's known for these Todd Bertuzzi-like moments. Another personal Todd Bertuzzi. He was a good player until he started headshotting and doing some other stuff. But Tom Wilson came back and decided to spoil his former coach's return as the Capitals were able to beat Barry Trotz and the Islanders. See, it's another thing. It's just like Brad Marchand. You get all these crazy hijinks from Brad Marchand, but when he actually sits down and starts playing, he's a Marchand might be a top 10 guy in the league. Now, Tom Wilson's not a top 10 guy in the league, but he's really good. Really, really good. The Flyers have fired Ron Hextall as their general manager. They did that on Monday. That's the day. You know, it happens. Can't win everything. Hextall will find a job somewhere, I'm sure. They're already currently looking for their next one. I just want to go ahead and say that I would like to throw my hat in the ring as the next Flyers general manager. I think you guys all know I'd be pretty qualified. I mean, what Hextall did was help build the pipeline, so kind of glad for all he did. But it was time to go in a different direction. I just told you Philadelphia's last, and they're 9 points out of first, so, you know, got to change some stuff up, try to do something, and they don't think it's the coach. Barry Trotz did get his Stanley Cup ring from the Capitals, which I thought was very nice. Because Alex Ovechkin actually came in the locker room before the game. And, you know, it was really cool they did that. Because they also gave assistant coach Lane Lambert and goaltending coach Mitch Korn theirs as well. So, I mean, what a great gesture, you know? I do know, if I still have it on here, here it is. Speaking of the Lightning, Nikita Kucherov was named the Player of the Week for this past week. He just did some unbelievable things. I don't know if they do the fan vote or how they do that, but he was the third star of the week for the NHL and was able to, you know, make the most of it. Let me go right into that Tampa stuff, because honestly, not much going on with the ECHL. They're doing their usual fun things, and you know, the ECHL is always really, really fun. You get these teams that really can identify with their audiences and really do some really cool things. But like I said, I want to do kind of a team profile, and then I'll end it by doing the Superstar of the Week. I said you guys will you'll see where I'm going with this. It'll be different people each week. Who knows? Maybe they appear on this show at some point. Maybe they've already been on this show. You'll see. But no, I want to talk about the Tampa Bay Lightning and their fantastic start. They are just incredible. They've been talented for the last handful of years anyway, but it seems like they're really, really putting it together. You've got Braden Point, who has come out of nowhere to be the big star scorer that they were kind of lacking in the last couple years. I mean, they've had some big scorers. This is the guy that needed to emerge, so. He has 17 goals at this point. He's been on a tear, especially the last week and a half, 2 weeks. The team in general has a league-leading 35 points through 24 games. Nikita Kucherov, that I just said, is leading the team in assists with 23. And he has 32 overall points with Braden Point having 31 total points. Those are big leaders for him. You got Vasilevsky. They're amazing. Starting goaltender. He's got a 2.3 goals against average. His save percentage is 0.927. He has 9 wins and 1 shutout. This was as of yesterday. And then they got Louis Domingue, who was actually played here in Atlanta, or played for when they were the Gwinnett Gladiators, but former Gladiator. He's got a 3.19 goals against average. He's got a .905 save percentage, and he has 8 total wins. See, there's 17 wins right there, which means they have 17 wins, 6 losses, and 1 overtime tie. Is that not incredible? That's incredible. But here's part of what I want to talk about. The reason why they are so good this year, it's not just because of the solid play. They're getting their usual people to put up the numbers they are and to put up the effort they are, but they've got these new guys. Up until this year, if you weren't a Tampa fan, you might not know who Braden Point is. You may not know who Kucherov is. You may not know who Alex Killorn is. These are all guys who put in the work day in and day out. I'm not going to say unsung heroes because, like I said, a lot of people may know who some of them are. Now you know who all of them are. But just look up and down their lineup. Everybody is putting in their part. Everybody is being able to fill in when they have an injury or when they decide to shake things up. This is something Carolina's starting to get into, shaking some lines up. That's what Coach Rod Brind'Amour is doing there in Carolina. Sometimes he's shaking things up even when it's working, because that way the other team has to deal with a different setup. That's all Tampa's doing too. They're putting in the work. They're putting in the effort. They're changing things up. They're constantly keeping the opponent guessing, and all they're doing is winning. You got them in the East. You got Nashville in the West, and they may be the two main people who lock up playoff positions early, because these other races are going to be super tight. They're going to probably go down all the way to the last weekend or so of games. We've got like 60 games left. Everybody's played, you know, around 24, 25 games. You got about 60 games left. It's just going to be incredible. Just an incredible time to not only be an NHL fan, but an incredible time to watch hockey. So, you know, it's just a fun time. If you get out to a game if you can. If there's not a local one around, then I encourage you to get the NHL pass or the ECHL pass. The ECHL pass. And just watch as much as you can. Just, it's so great to be a hockey fan right now with all the things going on, all the amazing things that each of these teams are doing. I mean, all the way down to, look, I make fun of Arizona all the time about how they shouldn't be a team, but hey, Arizona's went on a run here recently. They don't look bad. They don't look really good, but, you know, better than they usually are. It's unlike other sports where there's just somebody who just typically is just so far down that they're just cannon fodder for everybody else. No, not this year. That's not happening. Even Philly has been able to string together some wins. So, that's going to do it for us this week. Appreciate you guys sticking with us and hanging out with us here on Board Check. I am Jeremy the Impact. Until next week, go Glads, go Canes, go watch hockey. Come with me now. Afraid to lose control and caught up in this world. I've wasted time, I've wasted breath. I think I've thought myself to death. I was born without this fear. Now only this seems clear. I need to move, I need to fight. I need to lose myself tonight. Walk with me now. My head, I open my mouth and it's something I've read. I stood at the door before I'm told, but a part of me knows that I'm going to
tried to sell my soul last night. Honey, you wouldn't even take a bite.